Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text today is from our second reading, the letter to the Hebrews, especially these verses. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it, people of old received their commendation. By faith, we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, and Sarah all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. This is our text. I don't know how other people live without faith. I don't know how other people live without faith. I hear that statement made fairly often. The first thing, of course, to recognize is that it's not a generic faith that gives us confidence and hope, but rather the Christian faith. Faith in the God who made the world and redeemed the world and is sanctifying the world. But usually we hear that statement made, I don't know how other people live without faith. Usually we hear that statement made in times of trouble or hardships when we find it difficult living in this fallen world. There's been some loss or some difficulty or some challenge. And you know how it is, even with faith, these things are a struggle to endure. So we look at our own lives and the challenge of holding on to our faith in those times, and we wonder how a non-Christian would deal with those same things. We might also wonder how people manage to live by faith. And that's what the author of Hebrews tells us about today in Hebrews chapter 11. He gives us an entire chapter that is in praise of faith. We hear the first part of it today. We'll hear the rest of it next Sunday. A chapter in praise of faith and the results of faith in the daily lives of God's people. Rather than shrinking back, which is the opposite of faith, rather than shrinking back and being destroyed, we belong to those people of God who live by faith and preserve their souls. So just how does one live by faith? Two things today. First, faith trusts in a reality that's not easily seen. Faith trusts in a reality that's not easily seen. And second, faith acts upon that trust. Faith acts in a reality that's not easily seen. That's what the author of Hebrews tells us. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. We can consider that in two ways. The assurance of things hoped for is talking about what time? It's looking to the future, to the things that lie ahead. Faith, the description here is of faith that is looking to the future with an assurance that what God has promised, God will do. That assurance, of course, is based on the fact that God has kept his promises. What God has promised he would do in the past, he has done. Whether in judgment or in mercy, God is a God of his word, and what he says, he will do. And we are sure that he will do the same in the future. It also says that faith is the conviction of things not seen. Now, that's not talking only about the future. That's also talking about the present. There are things that we cannot see. There are things that we do not know by sight, but rather only by faith. The author of Hebrews gives us one of them, a big one. By faith, we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. None of us were there when God created the world. We can't see his creation. We can see the creation he made, but we cannot see him creating the world. We cannot see the invisible things that he used to create the world, like his own word and power. So we are people who have the conviction of things that are not seen, including a God who is all-powerful and exists, and a God who created and made the world in which we live. This is one of the descriptions of faith, that it trusts in the things that are the reality that's not easily seen. And I know this is a challenge, because it's a challenge in my life as well. It is far easier to live by the things we see than by the things we don't see. It is far easier to live our lives without reference to God and only with reference to the things we know and see in the world than it is to live with the reality that there is an unseen God who is Lord of all things. And yet that is how we as Christians live. We walk by faith, believing that these things are true even when we cannot see them. And this goes not only to the truth about God's creation of the world, but also to the truth of how God has redeemed us. We have not seen our Lord crucified upon the cross, and we have not seen yet him risen from the dead. So here is another reality that is unseen by which we live. We do have the testimony of those who saw, of the apostles and eyewitnesses who were there, who saw our Lord hung upon the cross, of Mary Magdalene, who held on to him when he rose from the dead, of Thomas, who saw the wounds in his hands and side. But we have not yet seen those things. So for us, faith trusts in a reality that's not easily seen, of the creation and of the redemption that God has given of the world. The things that are not visible to the naked eye, we believe that this universe and that we ourselves are not just a mass of swirling energy and motion, not only made up of atoms and all of the other particles of creation, but we believe that the universe in which we live and our own bodies are created by a God who loves us and who is sustaining this world and sustaining us by his hidden will, by his providence. The author of Hebrews says that by faith, people of old were commended. They were praised. They were approved by God because they lived with this same faith in a reality that's not easily seen. By faith, he says, we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what was seen was not made out of things that are visible. Indeed, we trust this reality, though it cannot be seen, to be true. We know it not on the basis of what our eyes tell us, but on the basis of what our ears hear from God's word. We base our lives in unseen things. And the most unseen thing of all is that Jesus is the rightful king and ruler of this world, that he is the Lord, our Lord, and the Lord of all things, that he is upholding the universe by the word of his power, and that he is working in our lives through his holy gifts. We cannot see how they work, how baptism or communion or the absolution or even how God's word, we cannot see exactly how these work in our lives, but we trust that through them God is at work. He is forgiving our sins. He is rescuing us from death and the devil, and he is giving us eternal salvation. In the gospel reading, Jesus talks about another aspect of trusting in a reality that is not easily seen. He reminds us that there is no need for us to worry about our daily lives. All we have to do is look at nature to see how God cares for the flowers of the field and the birds of the air. But it may be challenging for us to trust that God will continue to provide for us. There may be times when what we see does not look like God is providing for us our daily bread or our daily clothing. And yet we are to trust, as Jesus says, that our Heavenly Father knows that we need all these things. And if he takes care of the birds and the flowers, then he will take care of us as well. I wonder how often we show our faith and our belief in this unseen reality. If someone were to watch us in our lives, going about our daily life, would they say, there's a person who lives, as if they see something that I cannot see. There's a person who lives as if they know something that I don't know. What is it that they see that I don't? I think so often people might look at us and think that we believe exactly the same things that they do, that our life is made up of only the things that we see like their life is made up. But dear friends, we live on the basis of what we do not see, of a God who has created us and this world, and a Savior who has redeemed us and paid for the sins of all, and also with the hope of the things that are to come, the resurrection of the body and the life of the world to come. So who are those who have lived by faith? The author of Hebrews gives us a list, and we've only begun to touch on it today, of Abel and Enoch, of Noah and Abraham and Sarah, who lived by faith, who lived from that unseen reality. Think of Abram. We heard in Genesis chapter 15, Abram lament to God that he had no heir by which God would keep his promises or do his work, that a man who was not a member of his household would receive all that Abraham had done in this world. And God said it would not be so, but he would have a son. Do you know how old Abraham was at that time? At that time, I think he was 75 years old. And it would be another 25 years before that promise would be fulfilled by God. If Abraham were to go by what he saw, he would have said at that point, "This is impossible. It's not going to happen. I will never have an heir from my own body." But instead, he lived by God's promise, the unseen promise of a child that would be born to him, Isaac, through whom all nations of the world would be blessed. And it says that God counted this to Abraham as righteousness, that God declared him righteous by faith. We see in these saints how this faith given to us by God shapes our lives as God's people, how they staked their lives on the promises of God. Abel, who offered a better sacrifice, in the confidence that God would reward him and see his sacrifice. Abel, who was the very first to be martyred for his faith, whose blood was shed because he trusted in the things that he did not see. Or Enoch, who walked with God and was taken up, who trusted in the one who had created him and the one who would redeem him. Or Noah, who trusted God's word of promise, the judgment of the flood that was to come, and so built an ark over many, many years, despite the mockery of those around him, believing that what God said was true and believing that the God he could not see would save and rescue him and take care of him. Abraham and Sarah, who set out on a journey of 1,000 miles to a new land where they knew no one except the God who was leading them there and who had his promises. These are the stories of God's faithful people. And these are the stories of our people. These are our brothers and sisters who lived by faith as they journeyed from earth to heaven. These are the stories of our brothers and sisters as they made their pilgrimage through this world to the life of the world to come, to the eternal city of God. We know these stories, and I urge you to read them. Go through the book of Genesis again, reading about these saints and how they lived by faith. You'll find that they weren't perfect. Hebrews doesn't include everything about them. All of the warts and blemishes and sins are covered by the blood of Christ, and only their lives lived by faith are held up and remain. They lived by faith as they trusted God walking through this world. And so it is also for us. We are those who are called to live by faith in this God, to trust the reality that we do not see, and to walk and act by faith. Dear brothers and sisters, as we move into this week, I encourage you, as you live from the gifts of Christ in this place, to live by faith and consider what are the things in your life that could be recorded as actions that are lived by faith. By faith, you love and serve your family and neighbors. By faith, you live in your vocation, doing what God has given you to do. By faith, you help those in need, serve people in every distress and situation. And yet there are many things in our life that I dare say could be purged and cleaned away. Many things that we do that are not living by faith, but rather shrinking back. Could we say of our lives that by faith we turned on the TV and watched the news for 3 hours, became anxious? By faith, we drowned our insecurities by drinking too much. By faith, we diminished our loved ones, our spouse and family members, by interrupting or speaking over them. By faith, we worried and complained about our lives and the world. Dear friends, we cannot do such things by faith. Faith leaves those things and presses forward with our eyes fixed on our God, on the promises that he has made, on the gifts that he gives, on the hope that we have. Hebrews talks about living by faith as running a race. We'll hear this next Sunday in Hebrews chapter 12. We are running our race, and the author of Hebrews pictures it in this way. It is a race with many people running, but we all have our eyes fixed on the same place, with eyes fixed on Christ, the author and perfecter of our faith, surrounded by this great cloud of witnesses, pressing forward in life despite the trials and the tribulations and the setbacks and the disappointments. We may find it difficult to live by faith because we feel that the things we hope for will never come. We keep waiting and waiting and waiting, and Jesus' delay just seems too long. We may find it difficult to live by faith because of a great loss that we have suffered, and we have lost the eyes to see the reality of Christ's kingdom in the midst of our suffering. We may find it difficult to live that life of faith because we are tempted away to other promises, to promises that the world gives of wealth or of fame or of fleeting happiness and passions and desires. But we gather today, here in this place with one another. We gather surrounded by that cloud of witnesses of Abel and Enoch and Noah and Abraham and Sarah. We gather with our eyes fixed on the one who also lived by faith, who laid down his life by faith, who commended himself into his Father's hands by faith, who paid for our sins by faith, and whose faith was vindicated when he was raised from the dead on the third day. We too live with that unseen reality in view, that our God and Father will, because of Jesus Christ and by the Holy Spirit, raise us from the dead on the last day, and we too will live in that eternal city to which Abraham and Sarah and Noah and Enoch and Abel looked. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you have all that you need to live by faith, for you have your Lord, and you have his gifts, and you have his promises, and you have his word. And we can trust these things. We can live with the eyes of faith that look to the one who was and who is to come, and to the life that we receive from him alone. To God be all praise and glory now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen.